Hi, today we are going to listen to a Chinese accent, and we're going to learn how to change the sounds and prosody to a more standard American English accent. I was able to get the language sample from the website IDEA, which is the International Dialects of English Archive. It's a really cool website, and comma gets a cure, the text that they were reading. The copyright information is in the show notes. So I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
This recording, Beijing 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Oh, well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse. So her pronunciation of Sarah and Perry was a little off. Those vocalic R's, Sarah Perry, and then the E on the end needs to be a long E for Perry, E-E. Was a veterinary nurse. She did get the R in nurse, so that was good.
Who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory.
Who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. It was a little mumbled during the at an old zoo, but otherwise it was pretty good.
So she was very happy to start a new job and a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower.
So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. She really did a good job. North sounded a little bit funny, that or and then the TH. You have to really make that a smooth transition from your tongue in the back of your mouth for the R, the OR, and then going up front for the TH. But overall, she has a pretty good American accent. We'll see how she does later on.
That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking.
That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. So I really can't fault her pronunciation. It sounded pretty good. The only critique I would give is that it might have sounded a little bit tight, like the R's and the words. They didn't really go as smoothly as you might with a Native American speaker. But overall, she's doing a great job.
Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed.
Pronunciation was good. Prosody was good. I think I might need to find another example to work on.
She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry.
She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. I think she stumbled a little bit on porridge because she knew there was a sound coming up and she had to think, oh, what is it? J, porridge, even though it's spelled D-G-E. Mirror, the way she pronounced mirror wasn't quite as natural. We kind of make it really smooth and blurred. Mirror, mirror. And hurry, hurry. She got a little bit off on the E-R sound for hurry, hurry. Sounded a little bit more like hurry, hurry. That should be hurry.
Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work.
Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. She pronounces really well. The only thing different would be that we tend to not pronounce our T's at the end of words very much. In other words, they're not as aspirated. You don't hear the air come out as much for jacket. It's just jacket. And she says it very properly, jacket, and picked up her kit. Whereas in natural conversation, an American would say, fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. But overall, really good. I'm going to have to find another example. I hope this helped you. Thanks for listening. If you liked it, please subscribe. And stay tuned for another example of a Chinese-American accent.